nowadays, the way I see this thing is, hell. If anybody wants to be clean and look decent, they can. And if they don't want to, then they're sorry. It's not a matter of, oh, we just can't afford it, because everybody can afford it. I mean, you know, the people sitting at home doing nothing. So what if they got 10 kids that they have to feed? It's not coming out of their pocket, you know, like it was at one time. You know, and even back in the 50s, if people just wanted to, they could have got commodities. They called them then. It was the same thing as welfare. They brought around dried cheese, dried eggs, you know, here, peanut butter in a gallon bucket and this kind of thing. But
is trash a white people's term, or would blacks be just as likely to use that?
Yeah, about the same. They would use it about the same, you know, because, you know, trash is trash. Black or white, Indian, Dago, Chicano, Spick.
What's
a Dago? Well, hard to say. A lot of people have different ideas. A Dago, in my opinion, is something like a that was created back. That's what you see on TV most of the time, mm-hmm. Dagos. And we were talking the other day. I said, I'm so damn tired of turning on TV and all you see is Dagos and niggers. You know, and I'm not being derogatory, because I love basically all people. I don't trust anybody, but, you know, I mean, they all have their place in the world. And but what I mean is, you know, your people, like, you know, on your Cotter show, you know, yeah. Epstein, you know, he's a half-breed of some sort. Nobody really knows what. It's some Italian, maybe a little bit of a, you know, I don't know, Jew. You know, he's got some Puerto Rican. He's got some, you know, this kind of stuff. He's a Dago. And I don't know what
necessarily. Would that be a derogatory term for Italians?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Charlie DeShera went to college with me, and he was a Dago. But DeShera, that's Italian, right? I think so. And, you know, a little bitty short, stumpy, black-haired guy, you know, dark skin, big nose, you know, and if you really wanted just to kill him, just say, all right, Dago, shut the door, you know, and it's derogatory. It'd be just like calling you nigger, you know.
Is a Spick Italian?
No, a Spick would be, you know, like south of the border, you know. Jerry Ortega, Gerardo Ortega, mm-hmm. Hernando Alvarez, they were Spicks, you know. A Chink, you know, the Chinese type. It's a difference in the eye formation, you know. Oh, yeah. But anyway, you know, a Dago would be something like, don't ever let anybody hear these tapes. I may be calling names they hear. No, like, you know, like like a and Charlie's a super guy. I love him. He's a good fella. But, I mean, you know, that's kind of what it is. I'm like, you know, these Italians, you know.
What about people from the country? Sometimes when they come into town, they might be made fun of.
Yeah, hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hicks. Well, they'd all would amount to about the same thing. Hicks, hillbillies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Country Hoosier.
Nah, country Hoosier. That's an Oklahoman term, I think. Best I can figure.
What about the word podunk? Does that mean?
Yeah, podunk holler. You know, that's kind of like plum nearly. You ask a guy where he lives and he don't know you, and he says, I live plum nearly. So what do you mean? Well, plum out of Chickasaw and damn near out of Calhoun, you know, or something like that. Yeah, podunk holler. That is kind of a reference to, you know, right out there where the earth's fixing to square off, and if you go any further without making a U-turn, you'll fall off into the ether, you know. Yeah, podunk holler. Mm-hmm.
What about a working-class white man? What would he call the man who works for? That's his.
That's his boss, you know, my boss.
Would it be any different for a working-class black man?
Well, not so much as what you would call the working class now. You know, there's none of this master business, you know.
Have you ever heard any terms of address blacks would use?
Oh, yeah, Captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain. Yes, sir, Captain. You know, I mean, I call some of them Captain, you know.
That wouldn't necessarily be an employer, though.
Not especially, you know, just meet them on the street, you know. How you doing, Joe? Doing fine, Captain. How are you? You know, it's just, I don't know, respect, joking, just something to say, you know. It's like, how you doing? You doing all right? Well, yeah, you know, and of course I know you're lying, you're dying of cancer, but I mean, you know, it's just something to say.
Mm-hmm. What about a child that's born to racially mixed parents? What would you call him, or any names you've heard?
Well,